views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And we have a live show for you today. Today is September the 15th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit star, star. We'll see you in queue and we'll definitely bring you up. We have a very great, special, good show for you today. Looking forward to it. And today's show, just so you all know, the topic for today's show is Make America Great Again. What does that really mean? Because it is happening. So that is going to be what today's show today is going to be about. But before we get into that, everyone, let's continue to support. We got to take care of the first things first. Is everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network. And you can simply do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there on the website, the homepage, you will see the donation prompt that's there. All you have to do is hit that donation prompt and it will lead you into where you could give some of your financial energy for this network to continue to move forward and do what it's doing. Also, you can support the network by also being a part of this social media network that's been put together for your social media activities, and that is known as BTR Community. You can find that also on www.blacktalkradionetwork's website. And you'll find it with the capital B with the black background. Click that and that will lead you into how you can become a member in the BTR community, where you can actually engage in social media activities without being adversely affected, such as Fedbook and tweeting and all that other stuff. So definitely do that. That's only $24 a year, and then you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can, or save in real money, you can do that by going to www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com, and check out what's in inventory there. Place your order, but I would say definitely make sure that you email info@prosperitymint first, so that you can get some instructions on how to actually purchase correctly, okay? So definitely want you to definitely do that, okay? So very, very easy, www.prosperitymint.com. Okay, a couple of other things. Some things that's coming up in the future that you may want to definitely engage in if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, or if you're looking to come to Dallas-Fort Worth, the Legacy management group is having a seminar, and the seminar is your strategical family legacy. And for one ticket is $350. Two tickets is $500. And this will be about trust and foundations, the overall individuals that are doing that overall seminar on September the 23rd and September the 25th. Excuse me, September the 24th. September the 23rd through September the 24th here in Dallas, Texas. Just go to www.lmgtx.com and you will go to the products or the events section and hit that. We posted it inside of our website or our page inside of Tando Radio Show, and definitely hit that. And that will give you all the information. It's going to be next weekend. So I will be one of the presenters that's there. So definitely was looking forward to seeing you, some of you there, and engaging with you. This is all about establishing trust and foundations. And that is so, so important. And once you actually are exposed to that, you will see the overall relevance and the wealth of it all. So definitely do that. Also, everyone, continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel. Go to, it's right there on Black Talk Radio Networks. You'll see Michael Emmanuel's crowdfunding campaign. For Michael Emmanuel is recovering from germ cell cancer that was earlier this summer. He had chemo. So if you would like to, and I would hope that you would give some of your financial energy to help this young man to acquire some of the trace minerals for him to get better, please definitely do that. And speaking of that, someone is going to be coming on to speak about those trace minerals, which I think are extremely important. A lot of you have reached out to me about that. So Sabrina will be coming on relatively soon. So as soon as she comes up, let me just send her a message. You can call in now. Okay. Sabrina will be coming in and talking about those overall trace minerals, and I will tell you, I will let you know some things, how they've been working for me. So definitely, that's what we're going to also do today. Yeah, very, very excited about Sabrina coming on and talking about the trace minerals and giving you a quick synopsis of the opportunity and the benefits of that, okay? Let me check one more thing. Oh, also, if you would like to trade the cryptocurrencies with us, you could do that by going to ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrencies.com, and definitely sign up there with TradeCoin Club. And then once you do, it's been doing very, very well for me. And hopefully you all will be able to benefit from it as well. And if you would like further information, if any questions, you could text me at 951-790-8330. Okay. And until Sabrina gets in, let's jump into what's in the news. Give me 1 second to reset myself. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Didn't have a show yesterday, was unable to do that, but we'll try to pick up some of the things from there. And my good sister is in queue. I'm going to unmute her in a second. This is Sabrina, and she's going to be talking to you about the trace minerals. So we'll have what's in the news after that. So I'm going to pull Sabrina up here 1 second. I see her there. Sabrina, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Sabrina, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so fantastic. Thank you for calling in to Tando Radio Show. I know this is your first time, so don't worry about it. You're among friends and among family, just how we have our regular conversations. You could do that here as well. So just so you know, it's all good here. So, Sabrina, I just wanted to bring you in because you introduced me to a great, great product. And it's been extremely beneficial to myself and my family, as you know, and I will share with some of our listeners. But Sabrina, tell us about, the products that we're talking about, because there was a young man, and I'm going to tell you, and I told you some of the story. It was a young man that had germ cell cancer, Sabrina, and I thought of you right away. with that. And so I was able to get some of the trace minerals to this young man, and his mother and his father absolutely rave about the overall results of that, because, in which you're not surprised by, but the young man, individual, and his name is Michael Emmanuel, and Michael had germ cell cancer, and he actually went through chemo this summer. So I definitely said, hey, he needs to get some of these trace minerals to detox his body and to just to help him remineralize his body so that his immune system can be strong enough to possibly fight off and to stay in remission from that germ cell cancer. And I know that you are aware of other people with other conditions that the overall products and the trace minerals were extremely beneficial to them. So wanted to have you come on and talk about that and how people can engage in that. So without putting you on the spot, Sabrina, but I'm putting you on the spot, Sabrina, if you would do what you do so well and just let people know, what is the trace minerals that the company that you're working with and why is it, and what is it, why is it so important, and why you're not surprised by Michael Emmanuel's mother and father's absolutely raving about his overall progress since then?
Well, David, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate you thinking of me. I was invited to this to learn about these products back in May. Went to a presentation for it, listened in, realized I had some health issues of my own. I took the product. Within 3 days, I was pain-free. I had shoulder problems. I thought I was going to have surgery. I'd already had surgery on my right shoulder. Thought I was going to have it on my left. Also had severe back pain for the last 3 years and been to chiropractors and decompression and injections and trying not to have surgery. Well, after 3 days of being on this product, I have not had any back pain since June. And so I'm not at all surprised that the young man is getting the results that he has. This company is amazing. Their products are amazing. And what the message is, they try to tell people is, you know, our bodies are toxic, we're deficient, and we're acidic. And so what they do is they provide products that's going to tackle all three of those. And so you're going to feel amazing pretty quick if you taking everything the way you're supposed to take it. So I've heard amazing testimonials, not just from this young man, but we had a 84-year-old man that had prostate cancer. He had fell and broke his hip, but he didn't know he had the cancer. And when they went in to... they were going to look to see about getting the hip fixed. They said, well, we can't open him up because he's full of cancer. And so they were recommending chemotherapy. And he said, well, I've lived my life. I don't really need to do that. And so, you know, I'm good. And somebody introduced these products to him. He took the products, went back in to the doctor after a period of time. Another doctor looked at him and said, wow, you did an amazing job on his hip. And he says, what are you talking about? I didn't operate on him. He was full of cancer. Well, the cancer was gone, and the hip had healed itself. And so we don't cure or heal anything. What this company does is they provide products that give your body what it needs to heal itself. And so there it is. It's anybody with health challenges, you know, if you tackle the core, the toxicity, the deficiency, and the acidity of our bodies, because we all have learned in this organization that sickness and disease cannot live in a balanced body. And most of us are acidic, and so that's why we're so diseased. That's why cancer is just feeding and feeding and feeding, because our bodies are not balanced. So that's pretty much, you know, the gist of it. It's just, they're amazing products, and, you know, I would tell anybody, you know, at least try it. We right now, we have a special. Usually, if you want to get a membership and try some of the products, it's a $25 membership. Right now, until Monday, that membership is $1 as long as you purchase at least one of the products. And I'm sure, Dave, if he wants to provide the website to go take a look at that, we can do that as well.
Yes, definitely. Sabrina, let me tell y'all about Sabrina. Sabrina and I, in her family, we have a relationship, and Sabrina set me up. her and her husband set me up. Let me tell you how they set me up. Let me tell y'all how Sabrina set me up. And her husband just set me up. They had me come to this presentation, which I had no problem because they're good people. We're like family now. So come to this presentation, and all of a sudden, and I hear Sabrina, her husband, kind of chuckling and everything else. The presentation, then they start talking about colloidal silver, but they was talking about nanoparticle silver. I look over at Sabrina, and she turned her head like, you know, knowing I know about that completely. And what they said was absolutely right. I added some things to them that they may have not known, which hopefully will be significant and helpful to their overall program. But the products, you know, for us, you know, my wife has fibroids and her cycle was really, really bad. And so we got on the products and she was like, wow, I can't believe it. You know, it's totally changed my whole cycle, to where it's, you know, the fibroids aren't interfering with that. And so we would just sold on it, from there. So Sabrina, definitely let's talk about, you know, where you know, the product itself, you know, whatever it is you want to talk about, and then we'll tell people how we're going to have another presentation that they can be involved in, in because there's a weekly call that's done and everything else. But yes, Sabrina, let's jump right into it, because when I heard the presentation, once they started talking about nanoparticle silver, I was really checking them to see if they knew what they were talking about. Knowing me being the precious metals person that I am, and everyone here knows that I am. And I was like, wow, yep, okay, they know. So let me add a little bit to it. And just remarkable. Like Sabrina, I have a back issues because of an accident that I had. On the products, there is like a fluid release, meaning that the compression and everything else and the constant pain and everything else, it's like it's been infused with whatever it needs to be infused with, and there is no pain that I had from there. And I know that because Sabrina, you had the back problems too, so anybody that has back problems know what we're talking about. It was not there. And then when I got off of the products, guess what happened? I noticed that the tweaking and everything else, I would notice the overall strain that was there. So I know for myself how they work, and I know from my family what it's done for them. And just from Michael Emmanuel, from Jada calling in, and everyone here has heard when Jada called in and talking about the overall products and why they how beneficial it's been to Michael Emmanuel. So yeah, Sabrina, let's tell them exactly, and then, you know, what to do and where the next presentation will be. If you want to, let's definitely do that.
Well, they do presentations on Tuesdays and Thursdays at, I believe it's 8:30. It's 8:30 Central Timer. And you call in, you watch the presentation, and if you like what you see, you get back with the person that brought you to the call. But they go over everything about each of the main core products. We actually have a core four, the first three I talked about, but the fourth one is going to be our energy product, and it's a lot better than, you know, the sugary Monster Energy, Red Bull. It just gives you a sustained 5 to 6 hour energy, and it's good for you. It's got 51 vitamins and minerals. It's got blue green algae and wheatgrass in it, and so it's providing you the minerals and the nutrients you need without giving you that crash like most energy drinks do. So that's the fourth thing. And they talk about the core four. And another product that we have is sulfur. A lot of us, you know, we don't get the sulfur in our food like we used to, and that helps with a lot of the inflammation and just different things, because a lot of sickness and disease begins with inflammation. And so if we begin to tackle the inflammation, we can tackle a lot of the health challenges that people have out there. And everybody's suffering with something. And so this is something that we're trying to get the message out. It's a gift we're trying to give people of good health and to feel better. So we didn't have calls this week because of the hurricanes in Florida. That's where the calls come out of. So we haven't had calls this week, but there's usually a text blast sent out before 2 hours before the call. And so then you can just log in either from your phone or from your computer.
And it's very easy. If you want to get involved on that and find out more about the product directly, you can text me at 951-790-8330, and I will connect you. If you already expressed to me that you want to do it, please just re-text me, because, you know, I probably will forget, and I don't want you to be left out on this. This stuff is really, really good, so we'll get you in on that overall call. You can text me, 951-790-8330, and I will connect you in. And, you know, Sabrina, you know, I've seen a lot of people that talked about their overall weight movement from this. And so some other things, but I know it's good because of your body needs these trace minerals. They absolutely do. And this is why when you have a deficiency in something, that makes you susceptible to everything. And this is what mitigates that. So it gives you a balanced alkaline body so that you won't stay as acidic, especially with our diets and our overall stress levels and our overall you know, way that we do things in 2017 and going forward is not going to lessen. And less minerals are getting into our food, like you said, because the sulfur is not only missing in our food, it's missing in the ground where your gardens and where the food should be coming out of. And, you know, it's definitely not going to be in any manufactured product. So these are all things that are natural. You know, as I always say, and everyone here on Tando has heard me say, that for every disease that man has created, God Almighty has a herb to cure it. So these are some of the things that cure it. So, yes, Sabrina, so definitely Tuesday and Thursday at 7 Central, correct?
It's 8:30 Central Time.
Oh, 8:30 Central Time. Okay.
Yes.
8:30 Central Time. So we'll call in. So definitely. And Sabrina, so since you've been, you know, using it, it's just been very, very beneficial to you, huh?
It really has. I have not missed the back pain. I have been full of energy. You know, I find myself, if I get in that slump, I you know, put me an energy drink in, you know, put the powder in the water bottle, drink it up, and I'm moving, I'm running around getting some things done. So it's really good for you. You know, I'm really seeing the results from it. I am losing weight. There's a weight loss line. There's a, you know, any of you workout buffs and sports people, we have a sports line, and so we've got something for everybody. And all of these things are pure and natural. The other thing that's really good is, you know, these things are the real deal is because they're in the physician's desk reference, and it's very hard to get in there. And so that's another good thing about this company is their products are in the physician's desk reference. You wouldn't find any of these other companies out there that are advertising, you know, health and wellness things. These things are actually in that reference where, you know they've got some credibility.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just energy drinks.
Correction on the time, Dave. It is 8 Pacific, 9 Mountain. That's Saturday, I'm sorry. On, let's see, Thursday, yeah. 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern time.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought it was. Okay.
Yeah, 6.
Okay, Tuesday and Thursday. Okay.
Yes.
6, 7, 8. 6 Central, I mean Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Eight Central.
Okay, one more time. 9 Eastern time. Okay, so we'll just use that.
Yes.
9 Eastern time, yes, and make the adjustment from there. If you want to get in on that, text me, 951-790-8330. I will get you that number that Sabrina is going to be the call about it. And now, Sabrina, listen, and I want to just thank, I believe Jada, Michael Emmanuel's mom, has chimed in. So, Jada, if that's you, or VP, if that's you, unmute yourself. Really quickly, and for Jada and Will, this is the individual that introduced me to what we suggested that Michael Emmanuel have. Let me see, is that them? I think that's them. Let me wait for them to unmute. It may take a little second. 1 second, Sabrina, because I want you to hear from them themselves as to how young Michael Emmanuel is doing. Let me see. I don't want to unmute them because they may be doing something.
Hello?
Jada.
Hello. Yes, hey, Brother
Jada,
Dave.
How you doing? Hey, Jada, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. It's a long day, but you already know how that goes.
I know. I'm so sorry. I got the text the other night, and I was falling asleep as I got it. But you know me. And so I did get it. Daff told me and everything else. So we'll get back with you. But Jada, I don't know if you heard, we have Sabrina on the line, and Sabrina actually introduced me to the trace minerals that we had, referred you to for Michael Emmanuel. So the actual person that was the conduit of the results that Michael Emmanuel is, she's on the line, and believe me, y'all are so much alike, is ridiculous. That's why I love our people. So Jada, say hi to Sabrina. Sabrina, say hi to Jada. Jada is the mother of Michael Emmanuel.
Hey, Sister Sabrina. I'm fine. Hey, Brother Scotty, everybody who's listening, Roz, everybody. I just want to really tell the, you thank you for introducing this, because I don't think I'd be so settled, because my concern would have been, like, what if it came back, But now I believe that I'm reassured, that I know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm a believer, so the great creator himself, I know, but still, as I'm a human being too. And when I started giving him the vitamins, after the chemo, he was always tired. And he had came to me one day and was like, I would listen to the show, but I had stopped calling in because I was always at the hospital with him. So I would either be, in the room or whatever. So it was difficult for me even to be on the show because I was, in the hospital. So, it was tough for me to be there with him. My husband had to, work and hold it down because I have two younger children. So I was really in the hospital with him, and just to see how chemo is such a beast. If I would recommend that anybody use these trace minerals, because they really allow the person to bounce back, and they really allow the body to heal. Because even where they had the port in, he has a scar. I mean, it was ugly. I mean, just for months, just in that area, always, from his skin changing. Even, I believe, from the trace minerals, his skin color is coming back, because he had gotten a little darker because of the chemo. It changed his whole body, period. It from bruising, you bumping into things, you bruising your legs and your...
Right.
And just being in pain, like even to the touch, it was even afterward, him still even being nauseated afterward. So it was tough seeing him, struggle with it. So when my husband and I spoke to Brother Dave about it, he was like, we're going to send you these trace minerals. And I was just like, what, for real? And him and Sister D, I don't want to say her whole name, but and both of them, his husband and wife team, was just so powerful and awesome, and they sent us the stuff, and I said, okay, I'm gonna use it. So once I started using it, I was like, wait, hold up, Mike's hair's starting to grow. Now, any other person who's been on chemo, I'm telling you, their hair it would be like months. And as soon as he started taking the product, I said, wait, hold up, your hair's starting to grow in. Right, William? My husband's right here. And so even my husband noticed. He was like, hey, have you noticed Mike's hair starting to grow? And I said, yeah. I said, when he started taking those vitamins, I said, that's when his hair started to grow. And he was like, babe, make sure you give it to him every day. So I was giving it to him, and then it started to grow more and then more, and all of a sudden he has a full head of hair now. And it's interesting, the chemo even changed the texture of his hair because it made it really like baby soft. But he has a full head of hair, and he doesn't look sickly, you know, where some people, they look like the life's been drawn out of you, or he just right. looks, you know, excited. And like when I had sent Brother Dave the picture, he loved
it.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, hey, Brother Dave, because I was listening to radio, and I was like, oh, let me give him an update. Took a picture. I said, Mike Cole still. I said, he was holding his frog. He just came inside because he loves outside. And I took a picture. And then he was like, so I said, go ahead and smile, Mike. So he smiled real quick. And guess what? Even with his gums, because he had those two bottom teeth that were pretty bad, and they were taken out. It even healed his gum, because that was even struggling, because the chemo, anything that he would bump or do to his body. And during his chemo, they did remove the two teeth, and that was struggling. It was taking forever to heal. And I'm like, gosh, when is that spot going to heal? When I started giving him the vitamins. And I was like, wow, look how nice and pink your gums are. So our bodies do need, you know, trace minerals and things of that nature to get back to its natural course. This food is killing people. The water's killing people, the air. So even with eating a healthy diet is still not enough. We still need something to supplement what we're eating, because even the best of the best is still stripped. So personally,
right.
I would recommend it. I just spoke to my buddy earlier, and I didn't realize there was a difference in time. But anyway, and we're going to get together with that so I could purchase some more vitamins from her. And I'm excited. And I'm grateful, because I didn't know the company was out there. And I probably would have had to take a different type of company that may not be as great or whatever. But it was in where they had, he has an incision where his on his belly, from the belly button all the way down. And even that healed, because usually with Michael, his skin, keloids, and even with that, I started to notice. I'm like, wow, you know, your skin is starting to look healthy. It wasn't like, you know, it felt even strange. Like, whatever was in that chemo, it even changed his touch of skin. You know, he wasn't as soft, because everybody who would touch Michael, they'd be like, ooh, what do you use? I said, girl, I use shea butter. I tell him, you know, and he'll use shea butter. And he's just real soft and squishy. Even his hands, you know, the brother ain't work a day in his life, because they feel like velvety butter. And people would just sit up there like, ooh, he's so squishy and soft. So, yeah, so it's good stuff, and I'm excited about it. So I just said, let me call into the show and at least, you know, add my input. And I, you know, so that's basically it. And I'm just grateful, because at least to have that reassurance, because as a parent going through something like that, I mean, we're older, you know what I'm saying? We've done a lot of things to our bodies, but when it comes to children, it's like,
right.
You see them suffer like that. And he's not the only one. So many other people who have, so many different types. I mean, there's so many different types. It's unreal. But of course, like you said, Sister Sabrina,
the cancers,
different types of cancer that the body's not alkaline. This product would be awesome for parents who are looking for something different. You know, marketing to children at Eggleston Scottish Rite here in Atlanta. Because I've never seen so many kids. I mean, I told Brother Dave when it first started happening, and I saw, you know, young girls you know, with no hair, and I just went in a corner and I cried, and you know, just tubes sticking out and all, just a tiny, I mean, children are resilient, which is great, but just to still have to see that, it's tough, you know, it's still tough. So it's yeah, you know, parents are looking for something. They're looking for something different. I met this, her name is Sky, and the young lady, she had a type of cancer which was crazy. Her mother had got a flight all the way to New York at Sloan Kettering, and they had found a doctor. Hold on, they had taken her to Sloan Kettering, and the type of cancer she had, they actually had to take her lower half and take the bones out of her back. I've never even heard her, like her hip bones, like they said they had cancer. And I'm like, man, I said, just imagine if she would have had this product. She's in a wheelchair. I mean, it's crazy. They remove parts of the body that shouldn't be removed, you know, so it's just heartbreaking to see the knees gone and the legs gone, arms gone. When Michael went to cancer, the cancer camp, the kids were, this one young lady said, here, Dad, hold my leg. And I'm like, wow, you know, because they had to remove her leg because of tumor. And, it, you know, just actually removing, femur bones. I'm like, wow, they actually had to remove bone. Yeah. You know, so some of the kids either, have prosthetic limbs and, or they, are in a wheelchair, and it's just interesting. Even with brain cancer, I mean, it's unreal. Some of them actually have to remove the skull, and it's unreal. I've never in my life seen something so. If I didn't go through it, I probably wouldn't have thought about it. Sorry, go ahead.
Right, and Sabrina and Jada, you know, because when we were growing up, we weren't seeing what we're seeing now. There's a reason for it. There's an absolute reason for it. So I wanted Sabrina to hear some of your testimony there, Jada. And so, Sabrina, this is the young lady that I was telling you about, and we're just so happy to assist young Michael Emmanuel, and we'll be doing some more with that. So looking definitely forward to it. So, Sabrina, from hearing from Jada, your experience, you've heard some of these before, but when it comes to children, it's a totally different testimony, and it's a totally different expression from you know, from what I've heard when I was there at the presentation with you guys, and then also hearing some of the individuals. But and then there was another young lady that was there that was talking about her son with some of his focus issues and how he was able to refocus himself. And of course, the doctors only wanted to put him on synthetic medication for that. So it's just amazing, and it's so re-encouraging to know that there is products out there that actually fortify what the body truly needs. So, Sabrina, just, you know, because I know we don't have much time with you, just your overall thoughts in hearing Jada's testimony. What I know it's, you know, we don't hear as many children's testimonies about their children from their parents, but when it is, it really just goes to show that how important it is what's being done.
It is. It's good to hear that, and it's exciting, and I'm glad that it's working. You know, and things are different than it was when we were coming up as kids. It's just things now. I mean, they're giving kids, babies now, they're giving babies medicine that causes dementia for acid reflux, and that's just unreal why they would do something like that. But we have people that, you know, are giving these products to their kids, and, you know, I give it to my daughter every morning before she goes to school. She gets that pH balance so that she can, you know, focus and get through her day. She gets the trace minerals. I give her a little bit of that mixed in, and she says she's feeling good, and her teachers are even telling her, we can tell you're a lot more focused. I mean, these products are really good for children versus putting them on these medicines. And if you look at the bottom of a lot of the commercials, you see in tiny print all of the side effects that medicines cause, you know. And so I would
put my kids on this at any time before I put them on any drug and get this stuff in their body so that their body can do what it needs to do with what it's given. I mean, we've had a kid that was severely autistic, a lady, they said he would never talk and he would never go to school. This kid is at school and he's talking after being on these products. So we have amazing results with children. So it's good to know that there's hope when it comes to, you know, challenges with your kids, that you know that, you know, you don't have to rely on some drug that a doctor is giving them. You can find some more pure and natural products to give them that's going to really help them a lot better and give them what they need. So I'm excited about right. the testimony. I'm happy that your son is doing better. It's amazing that his hair is growing back and just, you know, the healing of the different parts of his body is just amazing. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, and you know, one thing, it's so, you know, and it's not just our young people. It's people that have been infirmed from all ages, from different things. And that's one of the things that, you know, our health is the most important thing. It's, you know, that's where everything starts, because once that goes, that supersedes pretty much everything, and unnecessarily so. I always say, you know, most of us don't realize that everybody that we know and love has been, summarily killed by the system, and meaning because of the overall failures in the food, failure in the water system, failures in the natural way of doing things, and we have a natural body that's been turned into a synthetic cesspool. And because of that, what are we going? You're going to have different growths and different things that you didn't have before. So, you know, getting back to what the body was actually designed and to do and necessary to refuel itself, it's no surprise that people are having their overall results that they're having, because we're mostly surprised because we've been so indoctrinated to go with a synthetic prescription that is to our own demise. So I thank you, Sabrina, for you being you. And let me tell y'all something about Sabrina. Sabrina is so cool, and just the caring in her. She's being very, you know, professional, but Sabrina is my peeps, and Sabrina absolutely loves people and is endearing to everyone. I can't wait for you all to actually meet her, especially I can't wait for us to go and see and meet Michael Emmanuel, Sabrina. So Sabrina, in closing, how can everyone get involved? The times on Tuesday and Thursdays. What are those times? Once again,
the times on Tuesday and Thursday is going to be 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay,
and then the hour difference in between.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave will send out the text with the link.
Yep, I sure will. And so, Sabrina, thank you so much. I know you're busy, but anytime, Tando Radio Show is here for you. And I want to just thank you for introducing this to us, because I knew trace minerals was critical, of critical importance. But to get it in so many different variations in one product, is priceless. It really is priceless. So,
and Jada, I want to say that, you know, I want to gift you another bottle of the trace minerals. I can get that to Dave, and he can get that to you.
I would have
get a bottle and get it sent to you.
Wow, I deeply appreciate it. I know I have my other store, and I spoke to her earlier this morning. And you know, it's such a blessing. I was like, hey, I'm running out. I need to make my order. So she said, I'll get it to you. I said, okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. So yeah, I'm grateful, and I appreciate everybody's support and help, because that's just the great creator just resting in everybody's heart, and just you know, community, and we're on the same frequency, and I appreciate that. You know, and yeah, I really do.
Man, much love. Hold on.
I'll get with you, Dave, and get that to you and figure out how to get that to her.
Okay. Hey, Sabrina, hold on. I think one person has a question for you. I think my man, Jerry. Jerry, did you have a question for Sabrina?
Yes, yes. Real quick one, too. I was listening to the testimonies, and I've been looking up trace minerals, too, by way of a Jambone had given me a lot of information on trace minerals. Since she deals with this, I'm wondering... The amazing recovery that Michael is having, is this a even better offset for someone who may be stepping into some type of stage of cancer to take this and instead of going through the chemo and things of that nature? And I'll mute my line.
Good question. Yeah, good question. Yeah, Sabrina, what would you suggest? Who would benefit from the trace minerals?
I would say everybody.
Yeah.
Regardless, everybody is going to benefit from it. Whatever stage you are in it, like I said, we have the guy, the 84-year-old guy. He was pretty much at that stage where they were just telling him, you know, do the chemo, and he didn't want to do it. He would just rather die until he got on this stuff. But even for anybody, I mean, I would say start on it and then see where things go. And I'm sure you're going to see the results. And it may even keep you from having to go through all of the chemo just based on what you're getting. But you want to put this stuff in so that you're putting in what you need to combat the toxic things that chemo is putting in. So I would say...
Or just the regular environment in the food, right.
Yeah, everybody is a candidate for it. I mean, we should all have these trace minerals in our medicine cabinets, because I mean, we just don't know without in that air we're breathing, and even just stuff we bring home, the dry cleaner bags and the cleaners that we use, everything is just toxic. So we've got to put what's in to combat all of that. So this is something everybody. And I mean everybody from, you know, young to old is going to benefit from.
Yeah. And you know what, Sabrina, real quick, it wasn't just people with that had a diagnosis of cancer or got you, Scotty, the diagnosis of cancer, but it's also been, you've heard of testimonials with people with diabetes, with this and with that, and so many different things. It all goes back to, in my opinion, it all goes back to this. For every disease that man has created or is natural, the great creator God Almighty has a herb to cure it. And so this is why we're having the overall failures of our immune system, because our immune systems aren't properly being supported, aren't properly being regulated, aren't properly have the appropriate nutrients or the appropriate weapons to strengthen itself. So this is all a part of our immune deficiency. And it's so... very, very important. So, Sabrina, definitely come back on. Oh, one more question, Sabrina. They're not going to let you go. We got one more question. Can you take one more question?
Sure.
Okay, great. Has a question.
Can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead, brother. Yes. What's up, Roz?
Hey, peace and love. Greetings to you, and greetings to you, Sabrina, and Jada as well. I wanted to ask what you know about the trace minerals and its effect on people suffering from Alzheimer's. I wanted to know if you had any testimonials about that, or if there's any information or any connections you have between trace minerals and the assistance in facilitating some sort of help with that condition in particular. Thank you, and I'll mute my line.
I've heard a few testimonies about, and this is new to me as well, but I've heard some testimonials about dementia and people kind of coming back from that, you know, because it's giving your body what it needs. And so, I mean, I would, like I say, I recommend it for anybody. I haven't heard a whole lot as far as Alzheimer's, but it's not because maybe it hasn't, it's just I haven't heard those testimonies just yet, but I know that from major things that people have been healed from. I mean, we had somebody that was supposed to get a foot amputated, and they put this stuff in, and I mean, the surgery was scheduled, and they started taking it, and went back to the doctor, and they were able to cancel that surgery. So I would say if the sooner you start getting on it consistently every day, you'll see the benefits of it, and I'm sure the doctors will see the benefits of it. We had another lady that had, she was on all kinds of pain medicine and diabetes and blood pressure medicine, and she took it for 30 days. I mean, and everybody's results are different, but she actually went to the doctor, and her doctor took her off all of her medication because she had gotten these products in her body, and it did what it needed to do, and now she doesn't have to take those drugs anymore.
Right. And, you know, during the presentation, I think that's going to, because I remember during the presentation, there was two mentions of that. The presentation is a little more in-depth, and it's they have more access, you know, because Sabrina has access to the people that she knows in some of the conditions that they're dealing with. But in the presentation, I remember, you know what I'm talking about, Sabrina? I heard during the presentation, I think there was actual two instances where they talked about that itself, the dementia and the Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Right.
So, that will be a part. And also during the presentation, you can ask that question. One more question. Sorry, Sabrina, one more question. I mean, you're just dominating, you know, the show whenever we go, you dominate everything else. So you might as well dominate Tando Radio Show for a minute. So that's your norm. I know that's how you do. So, hold on 1 second. Area code 323, if you had a question for Sabrina, jump back in. So that your question can be made. And great questions of Jerry, Jada, and Jada gave the testimony and just overall response. Great questions from Jerry and from Roz. Yeah, Jerry, Jambone is a wealth of information for trace minerals. And Roz, great question as well, because that affects everyone. And the thing is, that, you know, we want to try to prevent things happen to us, preventive maintenance and just taking care of our bodies so much. So 323, I don't know, the person may have been stuck in traffic, L.A. traffic. What time is it? It's about that time they're stuck in traffic in L.A. So that person did not come back on. But 323, if you had a question for Sabrina, jump back in, and then we'll take it in. So, okay, I guess not. Okay. Well, that was it, Sabrina, for right now. And then, will you come back at some time, Sabrina? You're not going to just, you know, come in one time and not. I know you would. I'm just messing with Sabrina. Sabrina's good people. So Sabrina and her family, I absolutely love her family. We definitely have Sabrina. Also, we're having the legacy management seminar in Dallas, Texas. Would you suggest people go to that?
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. I went. And
that's where we met.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's information that we all need to know. We need to jump on it. And we need to start doing what we need to do to protect our families. So I would highly suggest getting to that workshop.
Yes, that's where I actually met you and the family, and it was like we've never not known each other with so many other people that we met here on Tando and everything else. So it just fit right in. That's where I actually met Jada and family, and just. I mean, excuse me, sorry, Sabrina and family. So definitely appreciate. So Sabrina, definitely keep in touch, sister. And we'll talk, and then on Tuesday and next Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, we'll, for those that are interested, they'll let me know, and some people have already reached out to me and made mention. So you are a very popular person that has now just been introduced to, and they can see why you're so popular. So I appreciate you so much, Sabrina. Thank you. Let me tell y'all, I get so busy. Sabrina helps me out so much with she takes care of me, you know, as far getting this stuff and that stuff, because Sabrina knows my schedule is, oh my goodness. So I appreciate you. Give my love to the family, and then we'll catch up real soon.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, for sure. It's a pleasure, as always, Sabrina. So, okay, everyone, I said I wanted to bring that to you guys. That was my sister, Sabrina. And so if you would like to find out information and be on that presentation, give us text me at 951-790-8330, 951-790-8330. Even if you express to me that you wanted to, please just retext me so I'll know, put it all in a little thing and get, and so make sure that you're on, and do that on Monday evening. Do it Monday evening or even Tuesday, right after Tando Radio Show is when the call is going to happen. So if you don't get a text from me by then, text me up until right after Tando is going to happen. So I'll get you that information so you can get on that call and get you set up. So much love, much respect. Thank you, Sabrina, and we'll catch up with you. Okay, everyone, we're going to jump back into today's show. And we're going to jump into what's in the news. Let me just fix this really quickly. Let me jump in here, and then we're going to take a look at what's in the news. First article I posted in what's in the news. Oh, today's show, once again, Make America Great Again. What does that really mean? Because it is happening. And so it was going to be a little different spin on that for you all. So first article, and missed yesterday's show, but it's a couple of major articles that I definitely wanted you all to know. First article comes from Sacramento Bee. Public workers for two more towns expected to lose CalPERS pension. Up to 90% of their pension is going to be cut. This is going to be the general norm going forward, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, everything that we're seeing and what's been happening, when Puerto Rico got hit with this hurricane, that was a direct effect on the hedge funds and all of those bondholders that are in Puerto Rico, and this is going to have cross-pollination into the financial world. Is all brewing as it continues to build. Next article I posted from Wall Street Journal. Venezuela stops accepting dollars for oil payments following U.S. sanctions. And then the U.S. was talking about maybe they won't sanction Venezuela right now because of the hurricanes. They may need to. You can't have it both ways, really. So, but it doesn't matter. Venezuela has said, no, doesn't matter. We don't accept you anymore. And why is this so important? Venezuela is one of the largest OPEC producing oil countries of OPEC. And if they're going to do it, that means they're going to set the trend for the rest of OPEC. So the Saudis are even talking about starting a facilitating trades in Rahimbi. It is over. So check out that article is there. Next article, this one comes from Yonhap News, and this is a South Korean publication. Missile test. Moon says dialogue with North Korea impossible. Warnings of destruction beyond recovery. The celebrity figurehead president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in, in commenting on North Korea's latest missile launch on Friday, which was yesterday for them, because today is Saturday for them, saying dialogue with the communist nation is impossible and going to break out. Next article comes from Daily Mail. Breaking news, North Korea fires a missile towards Japan after they made threats of sinking Japan, flew over. So what does this show? It shows that they are capable of reaching Guam. And what does this mean? Really, it means that no country needs to be held by the bully tactics of the U.S. So that is critical. Next article I posted, this one from Financial Tribune. Iran, China signs a $10 billion finance deal. Why is this significant? Because Iran is a large producer of oil. So that is going in that way. Spain, next article, I got this one from Reuters. Spain passes measures to control Catalonia's finances ahead of independence vote. This is the country's falling apart, and that is what's going to continue to happen, and it will happen here as well. Next article I posted, I didn't post this one. That was the last one I posted. Then Rise posted, a study finds that flu shots can harm your heart, infants, and fetuses. And one of the things that I posted yesterday was pretty much the same thing, that flu shots can do miscarriages. We posted that yesterday. Didn't have a chance to do the show from What's Inside the News. So check out that article. So we're going to go across some of these, then we're going to jump into today's show. But listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. When we come back, I want to jump into today's show because there's so much that we need to be talking about. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So I want to get into today's show. Very, very important. But check out everything that's posted, what's in the news. Really some good things I want to highlight real quickly. Rise posted some good things to check out. 10 things to do the day the economy collapses. And I wanted to have the show on tactics and weapons for you all. I will have that next week, and we will jump into that, but want to take a different spin. Couple of other ones, real quickly. California lawmakers vote to reduce the penalty for knowingly exposing a sexual partner to HIV. Knowingly doing that, boy, this is all coming down. Then this is one I really wanted you to see. Press TV, legal challenges against the Grenfell Tower fire inquiry team. Now, I want you to take a look at that tower. That tower was engulfed and was in burning for a very, very long time. And if you notice, it didn't collapse like stuff did in New York. So check out that. Then there's another, and then we're going to get in today's show. Another one is real quickly. Let me pull this one. It's just so many. You gotta check out what's there. So we're going to jump into today's show. But I think we got a caller that's in queue because I hear the background. So let me go back there. If there's a caller that, yeah, I got you, Hunter, for sure. If there's a caller that had a question, a comment that they wanted to make known, definitely you say that now. Because I can hear the background noise. Does someone have something they wanted to say? Go ahead. No? Okay. All right. And if there is a question or comment, give us a call. I'm not on the board right now, so I won't be able to see you. We'll only be able to hear you. So just you just let me know if you have a question or comment, and we'll definitely go to you. Okay, today's show. Let me get into today's show. Man, I hate missing yesterday's show. There's a lot that needs to be expressed, but we're going to do the best that we possibly can with everything that's going on. Now, one of the things that I want to say about Make America Great, that slogan, it's a real signal. What was that? Someone say something? Was that Ross? Okay.
Yeah, it's best, Dave, that this is why I mute people, man, once they're done speaking, because inadvertent background noise. And just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah, got you. Everyone has muted themselves, so thank you for that. And if you would like to, you have a question or comment, definitely just 866-510-9520, 866-510-9520, hit **, that will unmute you. I'm not on the board, so just say excuse me. All right, so let me jump into today's show. Very, very important. I wanted to bring this overall aspect to you because it's not one that's being expressed, and the importance of it to me is very, very important, so I wanted you to think about it for yourself. The overall slogan, Make America Great Again, what does that really mean? And I would say, what does it really mean from the standpoint is I'm going to give you my opinion. And I said, because it's happening as we speak right now. When you think that when you hear that slogan, what make America great again, a lot of people will think something maybe contrary to what, in my opinion, or what I want to expose to you as a possible possibility and what I think is actually the overall case. So let's look at what made America great. You would ask. You would have to start there. If you would say make America great again, then you would definitely have to look at what made America great. We already know what made America great, right? We already know we made America great. So let's take a look at what that really means from a different dynamic. And you can see why that is absolutely happening again, and it's going to happen again. So what I want to do, I want to read this quote to you really quickly. Really quickly. Let me pull this up real quick. It's going to take me a second. I want to read it in its fullest and so that you'll see it, okay? And this has everything to do with Make America Great. And then at any time, if you want to jump in on the conversation, I would love to hear from you. Okay, here we go. One second. Oh, man, I thought I had it right here. Oh, I got to hit that. Duh. Okay, one second, everyone. Now, okay, so I guess it's not there. Let me see if it's here. One second, I got to have this because I want to read this verbatim because it is critical. So I have it. Here it is. Let me just, here it is. I want you to really listen to this. So here we go. One second, just got to load something. Here we go. This is a quote from, thanks. This is Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson warned the nation about the power of the banks. And I want you to really think about what's being said here. So let me just pull this up. Here's the quote, and I want you to think about it. I read it before, but I want you to think about it a little different way. Give me one second. Hopefully this site, y'all know my internet kind of messes up from time to time. Okay. Here it is. Here we go. Come on, internet. Okay. Thomas Jefferson warned the nation about the power of the banks. Here it is. Here's the quote. Hold on. Okay, here it is. I believe that the banking institutions are far more dangerous than to our liberties than standing armies. You hear that? I believe the banking institutions are far more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies, Jefferson wrote. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around, talking about these kinds of banks, will deprive the people of all the property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. And I read this before to you guys. And I read it to you before from this standpoint, and we talked about it. The whole key to this is that wake up homeless in a land that their fathers conquered. The whole word is conquered there. Conquered meaning you have no legal standing or right to it. You took it by force of fear.
I'm about to say that, Dave.
Someone of it.
I was about to say that for this racist slaver who was stealing the energy of his victims. It goes to what you say, what I've heard people say. Everybody wants slaves, but nobody want to be a slave. That's what Thomas Jefferson's saying. I got slaves, but I ain't trying to be a slave to the banks. That's what he's saying.
Yep.
Man.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly it, Scotty. That's why I say that. Everybody wants a slave, but nobody wants to be one. Once again, hear what he really says, and I want to break this down for you all, and I want you to really think about the deception that's really being played here. And why Make America Great Again is happening. And it will continue to happen. Once again, listen, I believe that the banking institutions are far more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies, Jefferson wrote. If the American people ever allowed private banks to control the issuance of their currency, and I would say this, I would change if the American people, or if people ever allowed through coercion or by way of ignorance, allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, and if those individuals will demand and allow themselves to be subjugated by currency and not to have their overall holdings and savings in money. This is my interpretation of this. First, by inflation, then by deflation, the corporations, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around this fundamental miseducation will deprive the people of all of their property, all of their prosperity, all of their sovereignty, their self-assurance, until their children will wake up homeless on a continent that has been conquered by that methodology. But the article, I'm going to read it for what he said one more time without my interpretation. I believe the banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies, Jefferson wrote. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around these banks will deprive the people of all property until their children will wake up homeless on a continent their fathers conquered. Now, here's why this is so significant. That's exactly what is happening right now as we speak. Right now and as we speak, because here's what happened, how it works. Make America Great has everything to do about subjugating and conquering people out of their prosperity. And see, most people think that it had only to do by conquering the people of the land. It's not just that. It had the overall methodology of conquering people by miseducation, by coercion, by manipulation, by deception, having you to think one thing while the overall objective is something else. Here's how it works. Yes, they came here and deprived and conquered the people that were here, meaning you, the oil people that were here. They conquered by coercion, by deception, by falsehoods, by lies, and by force. And they subjugated the people. Yes, some say it was the Native Americans. The Native Americans are you. But see, what they did was they did it on the pretense of it being solely by a different race, but that's not really what it's all about. It's about a ritual, demonic culture. Because if you can miseducate people to think everything is just one way, they won't see what's really happening. Here's how Make America Great Again happens. America became great because they were able to subjugate and to steal the energy of people for their overall profit. Their ways and means. Your way of life provided for someone else's means of life. The means of life was provided for those that conquered.
So what are they going to do? That is the objective. So what are they going to do? Make America great means that once again the people of this land will be conquered, because the overall demonic ritual of America will continue to be, and it will be by the same procedures, policies, and tactics that were used before. But the only thing that will be different will be the descriptive script. Yes, everybody here in Make America Great does not mean what most people think. It means that everybody here is going to be overall systematically conquered. Why? Because it's already been done in the education system. It's been done in all forms of our relationships with one another, and also with the overall demonic ritual practices of America. So it doesn't matter who you are. They summarily hate everyone to subjugate and to get their overall agendas played out. These things have been going on for millions of years. They have cabals in all forms of medical cabals, educational cabals, finance cabals, adjudication of laws, the writing of laws. This all a criminal conspiracy. It's a RICO. And Make America Great means this. What made America great was that they conquered people and they were able to subjugate and steal their energy. That's what made America great. America's going to be great again, but it ain't going to be so-called what you think are Americans, because there is no such thing as an ideology. And that ideology is going to come from a different direction with a different face, so that you'll see the face, but it will be the same tactics that have been used for millions of years that has worked so well. And this time, Make America Great means that what you known as America, what you identify with as America and all of its overall ritual practices and everything that represents itself, is not America at all. America is enslavement in all forms and fashions. That's what is going to make, and that is what made America great. So they're telling you, they're giving you clues, we're about to change everything up. Why do they do that? Because they follow a sick ritual practice that they have to tell you before they do it, and they will. Because their overall educational system is already built in to mitigating, to ensure that you follow along, that you obey, that in God you trust, the one that they established. America was great because it was able to steal the energy and subjugate the people. America will be great again because that will happen again in my understanding and in my calculations very soon. Right now it's happening. And it will be made great again. But it won't be the America that they told you what America is, because guess what? Because they didn't tell you really what their agenda is, because you're not a part of America. You're the victims of the objectives of what is known as the alumni America. So what's going to happen? They have no nationalistic ties. One of the things that I learned as a young man, my father taught me, was that big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And the big business of enslaving is so great. So what is it that Make America Great is? That somebody's about to get conquered and put into further subjugation, where you have, where you feel that you have no self-determination, you have no sovereignty, it's better to surrender. And they will intoxify your food. They will intoxify your water. They will intoxify your air. They will intoxify your environment. They will intoxify what they teach you, known as the great education, getting an extension of an education, getting what they call degrees, getting their degrees. Their degrees comes at on their terms. They set the temperature. They set the barometer. You don't. You regurgitate it. And in doing that, it upholds making America great. And making America great again, because it's never lost and it's never left that overall standing. The word again means to repeat. They're going to repeat something of the past. What are they going to repeat of the past? It's going to be the great movement that strengthens their overall hands. And what do? With that, you destroy the nation state, which is really something that they created. They have a patent on the nation state because they created it. The great creator never made a nation. Never created a tax return. Never created a bond. These are all institutionalized and created and leveraged by man. Make America great means that they are going to make America great again, means that somebody's going to be conquered. And I'm going to tell you geographically where it's going to be. It's going to be right here again. From someone from the outside. Someone is going to be reconquered. And that reconquering is happening and unfolding as we speak right now. I'm going to tell you, there is no such thing as the United States or America. The only reason why it exists is because we give energy to it. But what is, that's a facade, that's a mirage. But that mirage and that massage, mirage and that facade has power because we give it to it. We give it to it. Let me ask you. Tangibly touch America. You can't. But they've indoctrinated so much and they domesticated it so much into your overall thinking, you can't think of it not existence. As soon as I said that, many would say, yes, it does exist. Because that's how strong the indoctrination is. That's how strong the miseducation is. This is why they start with that being the fundamental necessity to subjugate and enslave people, is that you have to teach them to be a willing slave. To surrender. Teach them to be willing to surrender. And you got to give it to them. They become great champions at that. They've acquired much success with that. But that doesn't mean that they win. It just means that their influence, many have surrendered to. And we've been under that overall spell since the day we started school. And everything from there fortifies, supports, augments that fundamental creation of a facade to be real. That's what makes America great. And the overall great passage of America is that it's able to continuously do that and make your children homeless in a land conquered. So I see that making America great again is happening. And it means that it's going to be conquered again by a different character, but following the same script. By different makeup, but under the same direction. By different actors reading the same line as the past before. All the world's a stage. And that means that there will be a new conqueror. Because the last one is going to be sacrificed. Every deal you make with the evil side of demonic rituals, your soul is the one that loses. So they're going to have another conquering here in this land, but the conquering is really America is an ideology that is global. Because the conquering and the overall subjugation of the people is global. They're going to allow another to come in. And when they come in, believe me, they're going to come in with new laws and new rules. And they're going to say you have to obey. And because we have been systematically indoctrinated to that from the very first time that we were able to speak energy into existence, this is why you get taught their language. From the very beginning of us speaking, we were speaking our own demise. And the conquerors are going to come in with new rules, new engagements, new reasons why you have to obey. And many will do what the formers have done in the past. They will surrender because the only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes. Where did that come from? What great creator of creating of all life by way of a testament of harmony and love said that? That was told to you by the words of a man for the overall common interest of those that control that man that surrendered to it. The sellout, a sellout is nothing more than someone that compromises their morality for someone else's agenda. That's America. And it's not American just in English-speaking terms. They create the language that you now speak. And in order for you to do that, what does that mean? That means that you no longer get engaged in the harmonic frequency and resonance of what was spiritual. You speak our own demise. We've been taught these things. Make America great simply means this. There will be outside entities so that you can see it, outside entities that will conquer America and force America into a new form of slavery. Oh, it doesn't matter if you white or black and everything else. That only matters for the everyday person to think that that really matters. What really matters is that your overall energy is so great that we got to distract you from it to get you to surrender it to us. If I tell you something is priceless, if I tell you something is worthless, or if I tell you something is valuable, if you believe me, that means that you are not thinking for yourself. It's going to be a conquering. America will be great again. There will be those that used to be the so-called slaves will now be transferred into something else. And those that used to be those that have a position of advantage or thought that they have privilege will be the new slaves. When slaves become king. Man. Got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Listening to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. When slaves become king, that's what makes America great. Again, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. We're talking about Make America Great. What does that really mean? Because it is happening right now. How is it happening right now? It's because they are going to, through plausible deniability, through dramatic events that they control, that the system controls, that they orchestrate, that they stripped out. They got their celebrity figureheads all on TV that's reading the prompters and that are actually listening to and doing what's in their ear set, being told what to do. And by them being told what to do, they think that they are relevant, and they're really not. They're actually serving an agenda. If you ever want to see this in making, just look at any of the old tapes of so-called a celebrity figurehead Ronald Reagan. The reason why they had Ronald Reagan there, because he was a actor. It's much easier to get an actor to follow the script. And they've been getting actors to follow the script for so long. How are you ever going to win a race when you're driving the competition's car? It won't happen. It's fixed. The control has been established. It's all has been regulated for the benefit of not you, but the exploitation of you. So right now, as we see the world events unfolding on all the world's a stage, you are seeing the overall plausible deniability, plausible deniability in work, so that when they do have a war and America is taken, the so-called America that you consider America, what they told you what America was, when it goes down, you can say, yep, saw that coming. Yep, that was supposed to. And they look at what these others is going to be doing, and guess what? America still reigns. That ideology, a manifest destiny, has been around for millions and millions and millions of years. And it has a history. And it has a body of work that is evident if you just would look, but they won't tell you what it is because you haven't fully given your overall allegiance to it, nor are you a part of the overall plan of it all. So, what we know as the what we've been taught in schools as what the United States will be, is just a tool that will be used for as long as it is viable. And the minute that that tool wears out, the minute that tool loses its thread, the minute that that tool breaks, it is discarded. But another tool is reapplied. Going to be another tool that's reapplied. And the leverage that's going to be gained from that is the same leverage that has been gained in the past that made America great. So as this country, what they've taught that this country is justifiably dismantled. There is no system of equality that is going to replace it. It's the same thing over again. Why? Because those that are dismantling it are rebuilding their position. The people that are actually adversely affected by it aren't the ones that are dismantling it. Last time I checked, you weren't controlling CNN. Last time I checked, you weren't controlling taxation. Last time I checked, you weren't adjudicating the justice system. Last time I checked, there wasn't any laws that you were writing. You were only following all of those tactics that were being put in place. The leverage was never, ever yours in the system. The system only exists because it has leverage against you. The moment that the system no longer has leverage against you, it cannot exist. You will see that America is a... You'll see that that mountain that looks across from you is not Arizona. That's a mountain that's there. But it's an effective program. It's been effective for many a years. And it's been profitable to the system. That's why it's never going out of business. We got another caller that's in queue. My man Roz is back. Roz, what's up, man? Go ahead.
Hey, peace. I just think what you're talking about is really serious. I remember, and I implore everybody, you can find this documentary on YouTube. It's called The Money Masters. And it gives what I would think is the most comprehensive history of the economic system, the way it stands, and the fact that every war, they go into depth. It's about a 3-hour-long documentary, but it's really potent. They go into depth about every war that was ever fought had to do with the people in control of the money. They talked about Dwight Eisenhower made similar statements to Thomas Jefferson about the banks. Also, Lincoln's assassination had to do with him facilitating the greenback and not allowing the Federal Reserve to print U.S. money. It had nothing to do with anything else than him not doing
Who was that? That greenback was actually instrumentalized by who? Simon P. Chase. Simon P. Chase. It was so effective that they named a bank after him. J.P. Morgan Chase. Chase Manhattan Bank.
Yep.
Go ahead, Roz. I didn't mean to interrupt you, buddy.
They got a clock dedicated to him right in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. My mom used to work right across the street from there. Department of State Taxation and Finance. And it's just a racket.
Yep.
It's a real racket. And I think the more... people study this stuff, and I really, really, really implore people to look at that documentary. It's called The Money Masters, and it is just a comprehensive history of America, the wars that America fought.
By Bill Steele.
And everything behind it has everything to do with this monetary system, this enslavement system that we've been under as long as they've been in control. And they lay it out so crystal clear, and they take from so many different presidents, politicians, governors, economists. I mean, like I said, it's comprehensive, but it'll give you all the background you need to really understand what Dave is talking about. And it's just powerful. And but every day that passes and every move that North Korea makes and all the different players on the board are making trying to checkmate and facilitate each other with all the acting that this big fraternity is doing, it's nothing but a tragic play. And the only people that are going to be the tragedies are the everyday people, not the people who are playing.
Right.
I used to always say this, if Russia had a problem with the United States, then put each leader of each country on a plane, put them in the middle of nowhere, give them two guns, and let them kill each other. Why is it that they have to put our children on planes to send them to fight people we never met before? No, if you have a problem, George Bush and whoever else, or whichever president with somebody else, both of you go in the field, get your guns, your backpack, your grenades, whatever else you want, and go blow each other to smithereens. And once that's done, then we just move on and put somebody else, you know, in your old seat and call it a day.
Exactly. And then whoever wins that, then that country wins that. Okay, you won the war. USA, you won the war because George won that gunfight.
Exactly, and it's funny because Spain, I posted a few articles, and I think there was a couple other people on BTR that did too. Spain has not had a president for like a year or something like that, they were saying, and that they're doing fine without a quote-unquote leader. Why do we need these people? It's everything that you said about us giving them the power is us giving it away. We are freely giving it away, and they are running roughshod with it, and we just sit back, watch what they do play out, and then we deal with the results, because the only people it affects is us. So we have to really shift our thinking. Absolutely.
And we all bet.
So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, and I just want to say again, the Money Masters, right on YouTube, 3 hours long, but it'll be a well-spent 3 hours of your time and energy. Thank you, and I'll mute my line.
Yeah, well said, Roz. Well said. If you'd like to jump in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We got a caller out of New York. I think it's my man Thomas. Thomas, go ahead. If that's you, or if a caller out of New York, area code 347. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. How are you, brother?
What's up? Is it my man Thomas? What's up, brother? How you feeling?
It is Thomas, New York. I'm feeling I'm a little under the weather. You know, I'm battling some a little cold, whatever. But I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. I was listening to your dissertation on Make America Great, and it was interesting. Well, I have a different spin on what that slogan means, but I think that you made some great points. You made some great points. I read an article today. Pertaining to artificial intelligence, and it's actually treating cancer, stopping violence, how AI protects us. And this article went through a whole lot of new artificial intelligence apparatuses that they have. From combating infectious disease to artificial medicine. It just went in. But this part that I read, I thought was pretty amazing. An automated system that listens for sounds of gunshots with the razor sensors can be used to pinpoint where gunshots came from and alert authorities within 45 seconds of the trigger being pulled. The Shot Spotter system, that's the name of the AI, is called the Shot Spotter, uses 15 to 20 acoustic sensors per square mile to detect the distinctive pop of a gunshot, pinpointing to its exact location. Using the time it takes to reach each sensor, uses algorithms to reveal the locations of these gunshots. So, and it goes on to talk about AI that can be put on a drone and fly over crops and automatically pull off the fruit that's dying or infectious. And I just thought that this was just one of those things, because I often speak for AI that's going to be used against black people, and we do have a tendency to get a little reckless with our shooting. They already have a pretty good track record of when they want to, they could catch who did it. So now this is just going to make them even more efficient at it. And again, this is something that's going to be used against us, because this isn't going to be used against white people, because in most of the places they live, shooting is totally legal. It's not like they're going to be sending, you know, putting these things up anywhere outside of the ghettos, the neighborhood, you know, the black neighborhoods. And I'm wrestling with that Make America Great thing, man. I have a lot of pushback for that, but I'll mute my mouth for now. Thank you, brother.
No, definitely. I would love to hear it at some point, Thomas. The pushback is never is necessary, is needed. And I'm going to say, you know, when they talked about that acoustic sensors, I want you to really think about that. How are they going to be able to do this? It means that they have to have sensors everywhere. Guess what their sensors are going to be? Your cell phone. Those are going to be the acoustic sensors. Not only your cell phones, people's homes, people's refrigerators, cars that are able to drive, you know, and able to sense other cars around them. It's going to be everything. How about this one right here? Your overall prosthetic limb is going to be that. How about the surgery that you have? That is going to be a device in there. The overall repeaters that they're going to be using is not what they make you think, is what they already have.
I'm glad you said
and
that.
What they already use.
It's another article I had. It says, and I don't have it in front of me. I don't want to give a bad
I'm glad you brought that article up.
This one said over 455,000 pacemakers to be recalled because they can be hacked. So now someone can hack your pacemaker and give you a heart. So this is, they have to bring people into the hospital, redo the surgery, take that pacemaker out, and then put one that can't be hacked in them. Which, I mean, this is 450. I mean, how many people are going to survive that? You already have a pacemaker. You're not a healthy person. And, it's just, you know, I mean, and
you know what's so funny about that, Thomas?
It makes me want to, I have to find Dick Cheney so I could try to program his, man. Stop.
Believe me, they definitely can at any time, and they will, because at some point, one of the things that anytime you make a deal with the devil, you lose your soul. They're going to use him up just like they use the rest of them. You know what's so funny about that? They say pacemakers that can be hacked. Well, wait a minute. Pacemakers came out a long time ago. They shouldn't have been able to be hacked, because anything that's from the past that is hackable, that means anything in the future definitely is hackable, because the overall back channel or the back gate or the back door is definitely in that new device. Man, so much. I'm glad you read those articles and brought those articles, Thomas, because they definitely... Yeah, go ahead, Ross. This is the last part. Then we got to get ready to get out of here. Yeah, okay. Got you, Ross.
He talked about the... no problem. It's interesting, thank you, that he brought up the pacemakers, because the first time I saw a pacemaker hacked was on a TV show called Homeland. That's on cable, and they hacked the pacemaker of the vice president. This guy had a vendetta against him for bombing his people in the Middle East, and they got the code for his pacemaker and made him drop dead of a heart attack in the Oval Office. And then I saw a couple weeks back, there was an article, I posted it on BTR Community, that they were thinking about the fact that they might not even need pacemakers anymore, because they found a natural organ in the human body that acts as a natural pacemaker and is known to restart the heart. So, you know, they're putting these things for that reason. So when Cheney is used up, they just flip the switch, bang, he'll drop dead. Oh, yeah, he passed away, natural causes, when it was really that they messed with that app and got up in that pacemaker. So, yeah, I just want to let you know, just bring that out there and just say, hey, thanks again for a great show. Thanks, Thomas, as well. And I'll be talking to you in a little bit, my brother. Peace and love.
For sure, y'all. Much love, much respect. Hey, listen, got to get ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Got to get out of here. Got a couple of things I got to do. So Brother Bragg, if you would chime us out of here, we'll greatly appreciate that, and then we'll pick up the overall weapons and the tactics show on Monday. Great creator willing. So, all right, y'all, we're going to get ready to get out of here. We'll talk to you all soon. Brother Braggs, if you're there, chime us out there, Brother Braggs.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.